It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
My first question, House Bill 2, back in the news this week a lot with decisions by both the NCAA and the ACC to pull championship games from the state because of the law. Do you think these moves are going to have an effect on the election in November?
You know, we've been talking about HB 2 ever since the special session in the spring and what role it would play in this general campaign leading into November. When you have the Atlantic Coast Conference that was born in North Carolina come out with such a strong statement and such a decisive action, I have to think that this only ratchets up the awareness and the issue of HB 2 when it comes particularly to the gubernatorial campaign, but really for statewide. Even if you are on the fence about the issue of HB 2, you probably have partisan loyalties to one of the major conference schools in the ACC, and this is going to have a direct, again, impact, just like the NCAA, concerts, other sporting events. This, I have to think, is going to start taking a toll at some point, particularly on the gubernatorial race and Governor Pat McCrory's reelection bid.
There is one thing that you don't mess with in North Carolina. And that is ACC basketball.
I mean, Tobacco Road, I grew up in Clemson, and I was a loyal ACC basketball fan. And, you know, I took days off to watch the basketball tournament. You just don't mess with that, particularly
really
as a
don't.
Native North Carolinian.
You really don't. Arguably, House Bill 2's most vocal supporter is Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. He and his Democratic challenger for Lieutenant Governor, Linda Coleman, they faced off in a debate earlier this week, and HB 2 was front and center in that debate. And they're vying for a political office that most voters don't seem to understand in North Carolina. Is the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor a position of power?
Typically, the Lieutenant Governor just simply serves as president of the state Senate, and he presides over their meetings in the chamber. But really, Dan Forrest has kind of taken this position and developed it into his own. That's traditionally what Lieutenant Governors do. They find an area that they are interested in and seek to bring their influence and stature to that particular policy issue. Dan Forrest is a representative of the rural kind of strain of Republicanism that is very strong and firmly believes in what HB 2 does and the policy implications there. So it's not surprising that these two have gone to loggerheads. I think we'll see this play out as well in any gubernatorial debates that we'll see.
Still 7 weeks away from the general election, but we're already seeing some votes being cast in North Carolina.
Exactly. And North Carolina is among the first states to start casting ballots, and this is by mail-in. So we've already got well over 40,000 requests for mail-in ballots. We still haven't seen a great number come in and be accepted. But what we see traditionally is that among mail-in ballots, a significant majority come from registered Republican voters. Now, in 2012, we had a little over 200,000 mail-in ballots be counted as ballots for the general election. But in comparison to in-person early voting, that starts in the middle of October, that number is probably going to be around 2.5 million based on 2012. And that's where Democrats tend to overperform. There's a slight edge for Democrats right now. We'll have to see in the next 2 weeks or so if that trend holds. But folks are already casting ballots here in North Carolina, so let November come quick.
And you said over 40,000 requests for mail-in ballots so far. Is that a lot this far out from the election?
I think that's about average in terms of what we have seen in the past. You know, what may be happening is, and traditionally it is the partisan registered voters that either vote early by mail or in person. Unaffiliated voters actually tend to wait to election day to cast their ballots. So this is not surprising in terms of the intensity, the awareness of this particular election, and probably the partisans are much more anxious to go ahead, bank their votes, and move on. And the unaffiliateds, maybe the undecideds, are like, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, so I'm going to wait till the last minute.
That's Michael Bitzer, professor and provost at Catawba College. He's also the person behind our Party Line blog. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.